This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Deber Geese John. Hutchin is presently serving as the Assistant Vicar of St. Thomas Orthodox Church in Philadelphia. And at this time, I invite Hutchin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that, with joy, we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. His Grace, Alexios Morosebios, the Metropolitan of the Southwest Diocese, Reverend Fathers, Deacons, Seminarians, brothers and sisters in Christ. Today I would like to speak from 1 Peter, the first book of St. Peter, chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. So if you have a Bible available, please turn to the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. I will read that right now. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the uniqueness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, who was in them, was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that, not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. In the season of Transfiguration, I want to speak to you tonight about tested for genuine faith. Here, the Apostle Peter is writing to the Christians in the dispersion, the Christians in the diaspora, particularly in the areas of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, if we remember, Peter, the Apostle Peter, St. Peter, stood up and preached mightily on the day of Pentecost. And there were many converts to the church on that day, through the preaching of St. Peter. And many of these new Christians went back to their towns, to their cities, and they started to witness where they lived. And so here we can assume that the Apostle Peter is even writing to those Christians whom he converted on the day of Pentecost. And so in verse 6, he says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. The Christians who are in Asia Minor and in the dispersion are being severely persecuted. And so you and I, living in this great country of freedom and liberty, we might not have any type of persecution. We're allowed to have a phone conference and pray. We're allowed to go to church. We're allowed to build large churches, put up crosses, have prayer meetings at houses. But in these times, the Apostle Peter is writing to these Christians, and they are going through serious persecution. They're marked for death. They can be killed immediately for their faith. And so he has to encourage them. He has to build their faith. So he says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. You and I, we might not be persecuted for our faith, but we go through various trials and tribulations in our lives, spiritual trials, issues in terms of relationship, marriage problems. We have temptations in our lives, especially for those young students in high school and college who are going back in this week or who have already gone back or going back in the coming weeks. You're going through various trials and tribulations in your life. These trials and tribulations are there not by chance, but because of providence. God knows what you're going through. He has already foreseen it. And these trials and tribulations are put there in your life to test the uniqueness or the genuineness of your faith. The Apostle Peter says, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though is tested by fire, may be found to praise. So through the various trials and tribulations that we go through, our faith is being tested. And it is more precious than gold, more precious than diamonds. And we are tested through the fire. The fire is there in our life, and we have to go through it. And when we go through that fire, oftentimes it's not pleasant. There's going to be a lot of setbacks. The arrows of Satan and the demons and the dark world are going to come at us. But when we go through the fire, we have to fight through it. We have to persevere. We have to endure. And once we come out of the fire, we are found, as the Apostle Peter says, to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Every trial and tribulation in our life is there so that the genuineness of our faith might be tested. It's more precious than gold, our faith. It's more precious than diamonds. And when we are tested by the fire, we will come out of the fire victorious to be found praising and honoring and glorifying Jesus Christ. In verse 8, it says, whom, having not seen, you love. How many of us have seen Jesus Christ? We haven't seen him physically, but St. Athanasius says, the evidence of Jesus Christ, that he's still alive, is not the empty tomb, but it is the heart of every Christian. You and I are the evidence that Jesus Christ lives now. And the glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love. You love Jesus, but you have never seen him. You experience Jesus, but you have never seen him. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with a joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Our faith is tested. We are going through the fire, but we will come out praising and honoring and glorifying God. And we haven't seen Jesus, but we still love him. And we experience him in our lives through miracles, through suffering, through trials and tribulations. And in the end, the one thing that matters is our faith and our salvation. That's why the Apostle Peter says, the salvation of your souls. In verse 10 all the way to 12, if you look at that, it's talking about the fact that the prophets have prophesied about Jesus and the faith that we have now. Jesus came into this world to die for our sins. But God foresaw that even before Adam and Eve sinned. God's final revelation, Jesus Christ, would come into the world and reveal himself because Jesus Christ is the ultimate revelation of God. And so God already knew that his son would be crushed, that the whole weight of sin, your sin and my sin, would come upon his own son. But he knew that before the foundations of the world were formed. Just in the same way, God knows that next week is coming, the next month is coming, the next year is coming. He already knows what we're going to go through. And he has made a way. He has made a provision. We're going to go through trials and tribulations, but God knows. And he's going to provide the provision. He's going to make a way for you and I to live for him, to love him, to witness the gospel here in this world, and to experience him more and more in the church. And that will be the testing of our faith. That will show the genuineness of our faith, the uniqueness of our faith. To him belongs all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever, unto the ages of ages. Amen. Unto our Lord and Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessing for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forevermore. Amen.